Section 1. Genesis 1 through 3. Memory Verses. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis 3, verse 15. The Lord will come to judge each nation, tongue, and race. Though none can plead their innocence, yet many thrive in grace. Planned before creation, before there was an earth, the Son of God agreed to bear the mystery of birth. A virgin did conceive and bear within her womb a sinless child of innocence with power to rob the tomb. God with us was his name, a Savior, Christ the Lord. Jesus, the one who felt our tears, took to himself death's sword. No wonder kings brought gifts, no wonder angels praise. Their master took the lowest place, that sons of God be raised. Tom Nettles. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. 1. In the beginning, God. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, better known as NASA, says, according to the theories of physics, if we were to look at the universe 1 second after the Big Bang, what we would see is a 10 billion degree Kelvin sea of neutrons, protons, electrons, anti-electrons, positrons, photons, and neutrinos. But the real question is, what would you see 1 second before the Big Bang? You know, in the beginning. Where did those neutrons, electrons, positrons, photons, and neutrinos come from? What gave them their form and substance? Speculative physicists contemplate what was before the Big Bang, but they know, just as every honest scientist knows, that pure science cannot give an answer. That is not a put-down of science. It is simply a recognition of its limitations. At the heart of the scientific method is objective observation. And the simple fact is that in the beginning, no one was there to objectively observe what took place. No one, that is, except God.